Well, fantastic. We get to meet again on a Little Grace to Grow podcast, and this will be a short one, but I trust a profitable devotion. I want to take a passage out of Genesis chapter 49, verse 22. And so the text says this: Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. I want to talk to you today about this topic, the other side of the wall. So in this particular passage, Jacob is prophesying a blessing to Joseph, as well as recognizing a spiritual fact about his life. He calls him a bough, which means a branch. But he is not just a branch, he is a fruitful branch. He has made good use of his life. He is like a branch that is near a well. It obviously has a life source. It's as though he lived near a source of water that helped him produce this fruit. There's more. He not only produced fruit on one side of the wall, but he produced fruit on the other side of the wall. Notice the phrase, whose branches run over the wall. So if you can get that visual of this, we'll call it a, I'm trying to think of a name of a tree here that blossoms, a cherry tree. And this cherry tree's branches, it's on the inside of a wall in a home, but its branches reach over, and there are flowers on both sides of the wall from this tree. So this reminds me of Jesus. He is called the branch in Zechariah chapter 3, verse 8. He too was a fruitful branch that reached over the wall of Jewish culture and touched the Gentile. Because of Jesus, salvation is for all, Jew and Gentile. Praise God for his love that breached the wall of Judaism and made the fruit of salvation available to all of us. This also reminds me of the responsibility of the Christian. In John chapter 15, verses 1 through 5, Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. So, and he said, we're called to produce fruit. And this fruit is, it's a spiritual fruit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. You'll find this in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. This spiritual fruit is what sustains us in difficult times, but it is also what brings the gospel of Christ to the world through us. We cannot manufacture this fruit. It must be produced by the Spirit of God. If we try to manufacture it without being in fellowship with the Lord, at best we're hypocrites. At worst, we wear ourselves out and reveal the fact that it wasn't genuine. So, but while we're in fellowship with Christ, we can manifest this fruit. And so in order to have this particular spiritual fruit, we've got to abide in the Lord Jesus Christ or stay near the well. And so if we're going to be fruitful branches. So these fruitful branches should extend in our lives. They should extend outside or in our home, but not just in our home, outside our home. They should extend in our church, but not just in our church, outside the church. They should go over the wall into our neighborhood. They should go over the wall into our Jerusalem and into our Samaria. They should go over the wall of Samaria into our Judea. Then they should go over our Judea into all the world, the uttermost parts of the earth. And so my challenge to you, Christian, is this. May more than your church family and more than your personal family, see Jesus in you. God bless you, and produce some fruit on the other side of the wall. Have a great day.